Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, we've come to two very searching questions in our study in the book of Malachi. The first one is found in Malachi 1:10. And the question is, what is better than corrupted worship? And the second one is found in verse 11, and the question there is, who will honor God's name? The first one we are finished with. We've been looking at it really over the last several broadcasts. But the question is, what is better than corrupted worship? And the answer is, no worship is better than corrupted worship. Better to shut the whole thing down. Better to shut the gates of the temple. Better to keep anyone from coming in and offering sacrifices upon the altar than to offer unacceptable animals, defiled animals, and to offer them with complaining spirits. Better to have no worship than to have corrupted worship. We're learning that there are times when nothing is better than something, when no church is better than a corrupted church, when no worship is better than corrupt worship. But there's a second question that needs to be considered, and it's a very interesting one as well, and we will look at that on today's broadcast, which is Wednesday, September 25, and we are able to do that because there are radio listeners whose financial gifts help us to pay the bills. Thank you so very, very much. The first question, of course, is Malachi 1:10. Who is there even among you who would shut the doors so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain? Who will have the courage to stop this corrupted worship from going on in the temple? I don't receive it. I don't accept it. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hands. This idea that at least they may not be in a good church, but at least they're going to church, may not be the right perspective. It may be that it would be better that they not be in church than to be in a church that is so far from the Word of God, so corrupted in its practices, that it is defiling their minds. It is teaching them wrong perspectives about God and wrong perspectives about what is acceptable in worshiping God. It is corrupting them totally in their understanding of God, and it'll take a long time, if ever, to get that corrected, and it'll never get corrected as long as they are in an unhealthy church. Better not to be in church. Better that churches like that close their doors. But, of course, the problem is that oftentimes those are the most popular churches. The churches that are being faithful to the Word of God are often the ones that are struggling to keep the doors open because there are so many people who are like the people of Malachi's day. They like the corrupted worship. They prefer that. It requires no commitment from them. It requires very little cost to them. And so they like that. And that's the way it is in our day. People like a form of Christianity that doesn't cost them anything, doesn't require any commitment from them, just makes them feel good, just affirms that they are Christians when, in fact, they may not be at all. It's a pretty serious matter. But the second question is, who will honor God's name? And that's verse 11. It's clear in Scripture that God honors and exalts his name, and he expects people to do it as well. He certainly expects those who claim to be his people to honor and exalt his name. Who will do that? It's clear that in the days of Malachi, the people of Israel weren't doing it. It's clear that in the days of Malachi, the priests who were instructed to teach God's word and to lead people into acceptable worship and to honor God's name were not doing it. So who is going to do it? Who will honor God's name? Verse 11, "For from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." What a surprising answer. Certainly a surprising answer to the people of God in Malachi's day. Who will honor God's name? Now, what does it mean to honor God's name? Well, it means to give him reverence and respect. It has to do with our attitudes. It means to give him obedience, to obey what his word says. We are to worship him in spirit and in truth, with the right heart attitude and with an obedience to what his word prescribes. That's what it means to honor God's name. Who ought to honor God's name? Answer, everyone. He is creator, provider, lawgiver to every person on the face of the earth. Everyone ought to honor God's name. But who ought to honor God's name? A second answer, his people, above all people, his people, those who are chosen, favored, blessed by God, they certainly ought to honor God's name, even if others do not. But in the days of Malachi, his name is being dishonored by the people who call themselves his people, the people who say they are his people and they bear his name. But they're not giving honor to his name. The people he has chosen and most chosen and most favored above all people on the face of the earth, they're not honoring his name. The people who would be most expected to offer his name, they're not honoring his name. And their failure to do so is documented in the first 10 verses of Malachi chapter 1, the verses that we've been studying up until now. They're not recognizing and returning his love. They're not acknowledging his blessings upon them. They're not offering to him acceptable sacrifices upon the altar. Instead, they're bringing defiled animals, lame and blind and sick, and dishonoring his name in this way. They're not doing it. They're supposed to be doing it, but they're not doing it. And yet God will have his name honored. His name will be honored by and among many people. If Israel won't do it, then who will? Because God will have a worshiping people. His name will be universally adored. How? By Gentiles. Verse 11, "For from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles." If it's not considered great among the Jews, among the people of Israel, among the very people that it ought to be most honored by, if it won't be honored by them, then it will be honored among the Gentiles. Those who are not the chosen people of God, not the covenant people of God, not the favored people of God, not the descendants, the physical descendants of Abraham, "but my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." Surprising answer. Now, how is this going to be fulfilled? It's obviously a prophetic statement. How will God's name be universally adored throughout the earth? Will that be accomplished by means of a Jewish dispersion, where the Jewish people of God are dispersed among the nations of the earth, and they are worshiping God wherever they go, and in that way, God's name is being honored among the Gentiles, not necessarily by the Gentiles with this understanding of the text, but among the Gentiles. Is that how this is going to be accomplished? Or is it that this is going to be accomplished by the acquiring of Jewish proselytes to or the Gentile proselytes, rather, to the Jewish religion. We're told in the New Testament that the Pharisees would encompass land and sea to make one proselyte. They loved to find Gentiles who were interested in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to bring them into the Jewish worship, to make them proselytes to the Jewish nation. And in that way, Gentile peoples are now worshiping the God of Israel. Is that the way this text is going to be fulfilled? Is it going to be fulfilled in the millennium when someday, as some people understand the scriptures, Christ is going to come and is going to inaugurate a millennial kingdom, and for 1,000 years people all over the world are going to honor his name? Or, and this is another possibility, is the fulfillment of this prophecy going to take place during the Messianic Age? In other words, after Christ comes to earth, after he inaugurates a new covenant, after he dies upon the cross and rises again from the dead, after he commands his people to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation and people from every kindred, tribe, and tongue all over the world are going to worship the true God of Abraham, the true God of Israel. Is that how this is going to be fulfilled? Because God's name is going to be honored. For from the rising of the sun even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. And this is telling us that God will be honored in the world that he has made. And if his chosen people, and I'm speaking about that in the earthly sense, the earthly nation of Israel, the physical descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, if they will not honor him as they should, as they are certainly not, that's the complaint. That's the complaint. You're not honoring me. A son honors his father, a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my reverence, says the Lord of hosts to you priests who despise my name? You who are offering defiled food upon my altar. If you will not honor my name, then I will have it honored by others in another way, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, all across the globe. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. So God says that he will be honored in this world that he has made. He will be honored among the people that he has created. He will be honored among those who will give him honor and reverence from heart devotion, not just from external motions of going through ritualistic worship. And the answer to this question, who will honor God's name, is Gentiles will. Gentiles will. Surprising answer, because the Jews were convinced that they were the only people of God, the only ones that had been blessed by him and who could properly worship him, the only one to whom the covenants and the law and so forth had been given, and therefore they were the only ones who worshiped the one true God. The Gentile nations certainly did not worship him. God says, yes, they will. And they will in greater numbers than you are. You're not, as you should be. They will. In great numbers, all across the globe, Gentiles will honor my name. You wait and see. That's exactly what's going to happen. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.